back on Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, Michael Fosnack joined us earlier. I think it was late last year when he was just the chief marketing officer for the city of Chicago. And now he is so much more than that. Let me pick up the right line. Well, Michael, I'm sorry, I picked up the wrong line there. Now he is also the head of World Business Chicago. That's right, he's running two jobs at once. Welcome back to Chicago's Afternoon News.
Hey, how are you today? Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah.
Why only do one job and you can do two?
So how is it? Have you been finished? Have you like split yourself in two, or how does this work?
No, man, I've done this since January, both the jobs as chief marketing officer and then last 4 months as interim CEO of Office in Chicago. You know, you just have to be very efficient. I have a great team. Both at World Business Chicago and the mayor's office. So, you know, you just work a lot harder, a little bit smarter.
So explain for me what World Business Chicago is. It's kind of a public-private partnership, correct?
Yes, it's the really economic development arm for the city of Chicago. We're focusing really on three things. One is helping existing large companies to thrive in Chicago across all 77 neighborhoods. Secondly, we're working hard to attract new companies to Chicago. But we've seen some of the recent news, like when Kimberly-Clark decided to put a commercial center here, Calamus just 10 days ago. And the third thing is we really try to highlight the great business success stories we do have in Chicago. That's what we do.
So it struck me, when we talked last and you were the chief marketing officer, which you still are, of the city, you were kind of approaching it with a little whimsy. You were having fun. I mean, when Mayor Lightfoot shows up and Dr. Arwady show up in Halloween costumes, right? That was your work, things like that.
That is correct, yeah. We still like to have fun. Because, you know, to notice, to break through, you need to just also entertain people.
And that's how you tell a story, is to get people entertained in the first place.
Yeah.
All right, so how do you take that marketing strategy for the shit city and transfer to drawing business for the city from around the world?
Sure, good question. First of all, we have to, you know, highlight all the amazing strengths we have in Chicago. Like for right now, you know, we are pitching ultimately for a few companies who have choices to either move the headquarter opening up office in Chicago or another city, either North America and like a Texas or somewhere else. And this pitch is always twofold. One, you have to tell the data story why we have amazing talent, great sites where you can expand, great contact for the business ecosystem. But you also have to build a relationship. Because any business decision is both rationally driven, but you also want to believe they're buying into the future of a great city. And that's a lot emotional driven as well. And that's why I think my expertise on the marketing side helps a lot to persuade companies to move here.
What is the biggest downside you have to overcome when selling someone on Chicago?
I think the biggest question is always, because these companies make 5 or 10 year long decisions. They really want to know, do you have the right talent and the right innovative spirit in the city so they can grow? And that's, I think, always the biggest opportunity for us as well, because we have the workforce, we have the talent. And when they meet, like some of my board members who have built businesses here, I think most of them have always come away with a positive impression. And most of the cases, they make pro-Chicago decisions.
You know, I ask because I think a lot of when we live here, our self-impression is, well, it's almost certainly very different from people who don't live here and their impression. I wonder if you found that, and how is our self-impression, how does that differ from how outsiders see us?
You know, I think it's a very good point, because I think we are sometimes too humble to tell all the great business success stories we do have here. If you look at a couple of months, if you look at companies who went public, companies who got sold, who are all homegrown Chicago-based businesses. And then some of you just too humble and modest to tell these stories. So when companies come in and look at Chicago versus the Austin or Dallas or Atlanta, they suddenly realize, wow, there is a thriving ecosystem of successful business entrepreneurs who really want to, you know, continue to grow, but not just in one area of the city, but also with a mind of equity and inclusivity, which I think is a huge advantage for us.
How much is overcoming Chicago and Illinois' tax situation? Is that a big deal?
It is always comes up as a topic. You know, I don't want to be known in Chicago that we're giving the most incentives, because ultimately incentives are short-term. We should have competitive incentives, but ultimately I want that companies make a decision because they believe that Chicago is an amazing city today and in the future. We have the right talent to fulfill their needs right now and in the future. And we have all this research, university, innovative system that will help them drive to build new products and services. That's what I want that I choose Chicago.
We're talking
not because of some short-term incentives.
We're talking to Michael Fasnacht. He is the CEO of World Business Chicago, also the chief marketing officer of the city. Okay, downtown Chicago was scarred by looters, protesters out of control last summer. There's a violence problem in some neighborhoods in this city. How much of an obstacle is that when it comes to attracting business to the city?
Honestly, when I speak with a lot of business leaders in the city, I'm very optimistic. I predict, based on what I see, that by July, 80% of the workforce will be back in their offices at least 3 days a week. Because people are eager to come back. We also have to give them reasons why to come back. And I think if you still like some of the announcements you had the last couple of weeks, some of the art organizations opening up, almost every week we're announcing something that gives you motivation why to come back. And I think if you look at the safety data, we had some very strong good months the last couple of months. The people, when they use the CTA as well, they will see like, wow, it's great to be back. And if you look at out today, and I guess I'm downtown, the streets are full. People have fun. People are out. So I'm very optimistic. And I promise, and I predict by July, 80% of the workforce will be back at least 3 days a week.
All right. So what sort of marketing scheme do you have up your sleeve that's going to make us smile this summer?
You know, I think next week we have some great announcements about some big events this summer. So I'm very optimistic. You know, I'm a big fan of the Obama portraits coming to the Art Institute in June. So we have quite a few things in the pipeline. We try to put a smile on everyone's face every single week.
Yeah, so
we announced United Center with our mascot. People love that. But that's my goal. Every week, put a smile on your face.
The Obama portraits are going to be, the pictures are going to be by light up on the side of the merchandise mart, right?
No, they're coming first because they're the first time leaving Washington. They will be both Michelle and Barack's portraits will be the Art Institute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then
okay.
The Art Institute has some great ideas of how to really make sure that every Chicago resident can experience them. Because I call it the homecoming of the Obama, which is a great story.
Do any of your announcements next week have to do with Lollapalooza? Hello, Michael.
Which festival is that again?
What is that? I said...
Which festival are you referring to? Is it well-known?
I guess we'll have to wait for the announcement next week, but there might be something about a well-known festival. We'll see. Michael Fasnacht is the Chief Marketing Officer for Chicago and the President of World Business Chicago. Great to talk to you again. I hope we can do it again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, you're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I think he wanted to tell us, kind of. Maybe he didn't, but it got closer than I thought. All right, we're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up. And then, if you want to get on the phone line now, 312-981-7200, we're going to play Hot News or Not News. You know, it's sponsored by American Weather Makers. Each of us will read you a news story, and you've got to figure out which one is or is not true. And then you've got a chance to win a desk weather station from American Weather Makers if you are the winner. So give us a call, 312-981-7200, and we'll get to that right after the news in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.